Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Mike Ward is a 30-year veteran of the United States Air Force. He served not only in the Air Force and retired there, but he's also served as a division pastor at New Hope, Oahu, immediately after his retirement as colonel from the Air Force. He has a unique ministry. He has a unique heart. And obviously, the ministry expansion and reach often emanates from a heart that has been developed by God inside of his chosen vessel, inside a chosen servant, as Mike Ward is. We pause for a moment to let you know the reason we have the Good Life radio program is for you who may have a military background, you who may be a father, a parent, you who knows what it's like to struggle in life and have a need for a word of hope, a word of encouragement. And for you to know that the Lord God loves you so much that he sent his beloved son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins and mine and Mike, to shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. Jesus was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to himself. And as Mike Ward and I would hope and pray, if you don't know Christ, that you would open your heart to Jesus at this moment. If you already know the Lord, that you would be moved and built up. You see, Mike serves as the staff development pastor and lead elder at New Hope Leeward today, as well as adjunct faculty member of New Hope Christian College here in Hawaii. He's a graduate of Bethel Seminary, where he earned his Master of Arts degree in transformational leadership. He has 2 earned additional graduate degrees as well. It includes a Master of Science in Immunohematology from the University of Cincinnati and a Master of Science degree in National Resource Strategy from the National Defense University. He's been married to his wife Gloria for nearly 44 years, and they have 3 adult children and 9 grandchildren. Mike, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Where did you grow up?
Well, I was born in Kansas, and because of a rocky family situation, transplanted to Southern California. Family life got even rockier. Mm. My parents split up, and I was basically deposited with my grandparents in a little farming community in Minnesota. From there, I finished school and joined the Air Force.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably my mother. Both of my parents were alcoholics. My mother was the one that kind of held the family together, and she had the most influence going in. As an alcoholic, and those who are listening in who have been raised in alcoholic homes know what you go through as a child. But my mother leaned a lot on me as the oldest of 4 boys, and she always thought the best of me. So growing up, I think she had the greatest influence on me, but it was not a godly home.
What is it like, Mike, to be a child growing up in an alcoholic home?
Yeah, it's very difficult, Danny, especially when you're the oldest child. I think oldest children have a responsibility that's kind of born in them that they think they need to fix it all. And of course, as a young child growing up, you know you can't fix it, but you try. All kinds of things to try to bring peace into the atmosphere. And of course, if God's not present, as you know very well, there cannot be true peace. Mm-hmm. And without that in our home, all of the attempts to bring peace were fruitless. and eventually my parents did split up. And each of the brothers had some scars that came from that.
How many in the family?
I had four. Four brothers, mm-hmm. Two of whom became alcoholics. They have since beat that. And one of whom dealt with some significant psychological issues that they've overcome as well. Mm-hmm. I'm happy to report that three of those brothers know Jesus now. And years later, I was able to lead my mother to Christ. And that began her sobriety. And now, almost 20 years later, she's been sober without a drink. She knows Jesus. I baptized her right down in Alamoana at New Hope. And in fact, she'll be coming this Christmas to celebrate her 90th birthday with us.
Wow.
So there is a good news story there.
That's a great news story, Mike. So is there hope for someone who right now is growing up in an alcoholic home, or someone who has grown up in an alcoholic home and they have the lingering effects of their upbringing, still have thoughts, still have are acting out in certain ways? What would you say?
Well, Danny, the thing that separates, I think, us Christians from the rest of the world is that four-letter word called hope. We make a lot of love, and certainly we are known by our love. But I think what does it for us who are Christians is that there is always hope. And the hope that came to me once I came to know Christ was that I could process those feelings that I had. I got to the point, my father actually committed suicide, and I was so cold and so hard at that point before I came to Jesus, I didn't even attend his funeral. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was only about 2 or 3 years ago on a summer vacation to Minnesota where I took my first trip to his grave. And that was a significant emotional experience for me. But I forgave him years ago. And so what I found is that once I came to Christ, that opened up an opportunity for forgiveness to flow into my heart. And as you're well aware, when we have that root of bitterness, as it talks about in Proverbs, the one that's hurt most is us. We're the ones that are hurt, not the ones who have offended us. So I think the hope, as you ask, well, what is the hope for those listening in who have been wounded and scarred deeply by this? The hope is that Christ understands. He was present while we went through that. He knew what was going on. And of course, Genesis 3 and the fall of man is where that sin started. But Christ is the end. He is the answer, and he brings everyone hope. So I would say, cling to Christ. Now, I would add to that, there is great value in Christian counseling. Mm-hmm. So I would say if someone is struggling with that and still has deep-seated difficulties or maybe even hatreds towards those that abuse them, perhaps, seek someone out. Seek a Christian counselor out and help them, let them help you, rather, process this. Ultimately, Jesus is the healer, and I've certainly found that to be true in my life.
You speak with an assurance. There's, I don't know if it's possible. Well, I guess it is. I'm going to say it. You have a warmth in your voice. It's comforting. It's hopeful. And hearing your demeanor is genteel, and with that class, that dignified look, and even the depth of your voice, the warmth of your voice, there is, now that I'm hearing what you've gone through and what Christ has done through your life, there are layers of dimension, Mike Ward, that is clearly evident as to why and how the Lord has sent you to the place where you are, serving under Pastor Mike Lewin at New Hope Leeward, one of Hawaii's most dynamic and fastest-growing churches, impacting a very, very special part of our island. The story of coming to Jesus, your story, I know we're not going to be able to get it all before our break, but can we just get started? Can you just whet our appetite, as it were? How did you, Mike Ward, become a follower of Jesus Christ?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me start with a story that I think might here help our people who are in churches now trying to welcome newcomers into the fold. And I don't like to use negative examples, but it was such a powerful one. Let me talk about it. In the midst of my parents' difficulty, we reached out. My mother had a particular denominational background, and I don't want to mention that one.
Sure.
So it was Christian. Mm-hmm. And her grandmother had been a religious woman and attended this denomination. And so in the middle of my parents' difficulty, they knew, well, they didn't know Christ, but they knew the church was the answer. So I remember one Sunday morning in Southern California, my parents had been sober over the weekend, and they said, "We're going to go to church today." That was a unique experience. We hadn't done that for years. When I first was born, we did a little bit. And so they knew they needed that help, and we went to church, and it came time.
Mike, I'm going to – we're hanging on the edge of the cliff now. I'm wanting to hear. And the thing is, how were they welcomed? How were the Wards welcome? Mike's parents, who were sober for a weekend, they're making an attempt to, some say, turn over a new leaf, to start life afresh. There's a sense maybe that, hey, let's go to church. Perhaps God will do something there. How were they welcomed? What do you think? How would you welcome someone this week when you see them at church and they are obviously visitors? What would you do? The impact of your decision will be moved in a positive way from Mike Ward. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Mike Ward is an ordained minister with the Four Square Church. He serves in many various capacities at New Hope Leeward. He's a member of the elder board, a small group leader, and he also heads up New Hope Leeward's House of Prayer Intercessory Prayer Ministry. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, along with Mike Ward. To find out more about our program, maybe you're tuning in or you got the tail end of the last segment. Don't worry, we're going to get back to it. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast for free. To find out more about Mike and Pastor Mike Lewin and the entire ministry of New Hope Leeward, newhopeleeward.org. Take us back, Mike. Mom and Dad are going to bring the family to church. They've had an unusual weekend of sobriety. Perhaps it's a new start. You go to church. What happens?
It was a rather liturgical church, Danny, unlike many of the local churches that have sprung up. And they had a very set format on how they were going to do things. They loved Jesus. They loved each other, of course. And so here we come in, a father, a dad, and then four stepping stone sons. They seated us in the bench, in the pew, and everything was going along fine. And then it came time for communion. Well, unfortunately, none of us knew any of the rules about communion. So my father was on the end of the pew at communion time. He stood up and went into the aisle. My mother stood up, and we were in pecking order. Mm-hmm. And we followed into the aisle. Then an usher came up and put his hand on my shoulder. And he said, "The boys aren't going, are they?" Well, we didn't understand. We didn't know there had to be an age of acknowledgement. We didn't know we needed to be saved and all those other factors. But after that incident, my folks said, "We don't know what we're doing. And if we're not going to be warmly embraced," nobody took the time to explain to us. And I understand how an usher could do that easily. I could understand that. And their heart and their intent was not wrong. But what they missed was, here was a family reaching out in desperation who dressed up as best they could, came to a place where God was supposed to be present. And because they didn't welcome them as the least among them, that family never returned. That was the last time, Danny, that we ever tried to do church.
It strikes me how many we miss. How many I miss, how many I've missed. I may have had things to do as a minister. A listener who's very faithful at church may have a job to do, a ministry to do. But we miss the families. We miss the person. We look at the outward appearance and they seem okay. Mike, you're a teacher. You speak at the seminary, the Bible College. What do you share with your students who are aspiring ministers, leaders?
Danny, all of us are guilty about being too busy and too focused on mission. I mean, that's it. We're there to try to produce the very best experience. What I would say now, as I say to my students, is let's not lose the sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. Mm. When something's not going according to the programming grid, let's be open to the Spirit and say, "God, what are you trying to do here?" And I think as we interact with individuals and see them as Christ would see them. Now, I would love to say I do that all the time. I don't either. But that experience has made me a little bit more aware of maybe the individual who's socially just a couple of degrees off that other people may shun. Mm. They just want somebody to talk to. And just being available for a moment to greet them and embrace them, perhaps, if that's your custom, can say a lot. So I would say, let's just try to tune up our sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. And then He will lead us. He will guide us. He will tell us what to do.
there are different ways of teaching. Teachers, professors use a word, heuristics, a model to follow, a way as a teaching mechanism. Let's do something here. Let's rewind the tape. Let's see the Ward family once again, going to this liturgical church. Let's rewind it to the place where communion is being served. What could that usher have done differently? Now we've got to get to the subjective part. He understands what the protocol is in the church. He understands that there are certain age requirements. What could he have done differently if he were more attuned to the Holy Spirit and have maybe heard a radio program of sorts to say, hey, there may be a family that comes to church that may be a few degrees off socially because they're not aware of the environment, but they've come. What could he have done differently?
Well, with your indulgence, let me rewind it just a little bit further.
Sure.
I think the answer, Danny, is at the door. Most churches are aware of those people that are routinely there, unless you're one of the larger mega churches, and it's a little more difficult to keep up on everybody. But many of the churches have ushers that are at the door, and they kind of greet people. I'd say we need to start off by looking for the new people. When we see a brand new family or a person that we haven't seen before coming into the church at the beginning of service, let's make an effort to reach out to them and say, hey, I'm Mike. I go to this church. I haven't seen you before. Is this your first time? And then greeting them up front, and they said, yeah, I've never been here before. We've been through a tough time. Say, oh, okay. Is there a place you've worshipped perhaps before? And no, I never have. I just thought I'd give this a shot. Well, I'm already cued into the fact that this person may not be comfortable with the style of worship, how we particularly go to God. So I'd say that would have been the first step. Now, the second step, if this usher who's just trying to do their job was tuned in, they could have said, obviously this family was not raised in this church because they would have known these children are not of the age for going forward and participating in this particular aspect. I'm trying not to give the denomination away because that's not the issue. Mm-hmm. So I think at that point they could have leaned over to mother or mom or dad and said, look, there is a liturgical requirement within our church that our children have gone through a certain sort of teaching before we're allowed to go to communion. Would it be okay if I just maybe stayed with the boys here while you two went up and had communion?
Wisdom.
Yeah. So I think there are ways around some of these settings, or if they had been sensitive to the body language afterwards. Once the boys got sat down, my parents tightened up. And had they watched that, then after the service, that usher could have come up and said, look, I am so sorry if I offended you. I'm trying to preserve the integrity of communion and what it means. And I apparently did this incorrectly. Would you forgive me? How can I help you to understand better what it is that we're trying to accomplish here and make you feel welcome?
A couple things that just really stand out to me as you're speaking is, hey, look, we even with the best of intentions in this model, someone could overstep their bounds or be offensive, cause hurt. But you gave a great example also of what could have been done if that were to have happened. Mm-hmm. To be aware of the body language and try to set things right as best you could. There's still hope in that.
Absolutely.
And that may have made a difference.
Yes.
You know, as we talk, Mike, this is so important because I don't know what the statistics are, you may know, but how many people don't come back because their first experience at church, maybe it might have been their first shot at giving God a try, quote-unquote. And their experience is not just negative because of negative sake. It's negative because they've really, the feeling that's been evoked is one of rejection. Mm-hmm. One of being misunderstood. Or even one of being judged. Judged wrongly. After all, wrongly, yes, because I wouldn't know any better. Right. I've never been to church before. I wasn't weaned on this.
Yes.
But what if we were better at it? Like, what difference do you think it would make?
Yeah, I don't know the big picture statistics, Danny, on individuals who were offended the first time and what that is. But I do know that sociologists will say we've got 7 seconds to make an impression on someone. In the first 7 seconds, that seems to me a very short period of time.
Almost a blink.
But if we look at a church, we've got one worship experience to reach someone who is totally unchurched, has no concept of what's going on. So sometime during that service, we have got to be genuinely reaching out to the people that many in society may shun. That's exactly what Christ did. He went to the individuals that the religious society said were the untouchables, whether they were a leper or a prostitute. Jesus reached out to them, and we as Christians ought to be doing that. So when we are, and I'll use a pretty strong term here, when we are blessed and trusted by God with someone society rejects, instead of saying, what is that person coming for, or why did they choose my church? I think we need to have an increased sensitivity to, wow, God gave me an opportunity to minister to someone here. So I think, you know, and none of us do this perfectly well, and that's the beauty of grace and mercy. We can be forgiven, and we can do it better the next time, but just a heightened sensitivity, I think. I think that if we as Christians lived our life in that other four-letter word, love, more consistently, that we could attract into the body of Christ, not just our churches, but into the body of Christ, more of those for whom Christ died.
Mike Ward is New Hope Leeward's the director of their House of Prayer, their intercessory prayer ministry. We took an off ramp, Mike. I think a very important off ramp with some. Not just gilded, but lighted up road signs where the Lord says, hey, pay attention to how you welcome people at churches. We took that off-ramp while we were on the freeway of the Mike Ward story of how he came to Christ. When we come back, let's take an on-ramp back onto that freeway and hear you continue to share your story of how you came to Jesus. Who knows? We might take some other off-ramps, but your off-ramps are good. They're meaningful. They're meaty. They have depth. They have impact for us today. More with Mike Ward when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, I want you to buckle up. Buckle up. Buckle your seatbelt. Well, you might be driving, you should have your seatbelt buckled anyway, but if you're not, I'm using that term figuratively because, you know, how often do you get to sit to hear someone who has been trained on a graduate level in various forms? I mean, these, you might not even think of how these all fit together. Have you heard of immunohematology? That's like a blood banking specialization. And then National Resource Strategy as an Air Force colonel. Our guest has had that kind of training. And then Transformational Leadership from Bethel Seminary because he's training spiritual leaders. Well, I'm speaking about Mike Ward. He's in studio with us today. Mike serves on staff at New Hope Leeward with Pastor Mike Lewin. And he is also on the adjunct faculty of New Hope Christian College here in Hawaii. But we've been talking about his story of how he came to Christ. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Get this program and other resources we have available for you there. To find out more about New Hope Leeward, that's just it, newhopeleeward.org. Mike, let's get on the on-ramp again, onto the freeway of Mike Ward's story of coming to Christ.
Absolutely, Danny. Well, several years after that incident in church without God, my parents totally shipwrecked. I won't go into all the details, but my mother left my father, and we ended up packing up in the back of a car. My father was so drunk he couldn't drive, so he asked me to drive with my learner's permit, and I drove basically from Southern California all the way to Minnesota, while my dad slept it off in the passenger seat. And they deposited us in a small town called Motley, Minnesota, very center of the state of Minnesota. And basically, my dad left to find employment, and that was the last time I lived with either of my parents until full adulthood. Stayed with my grandfather. He had remarried a year after four boys came into his home. I had an aunt a year younger.
Your grandfather?
My grandfather, on my father's side. He had been an alcoholic as well, but he was now sober. I had an aunt a year younger, an uncle a year older. So four more boys in the school age came in. A year after that, my grandfather's second wife, much younger, passed away suddenly. So here's my grandfather with six children, none of whom have graduated from high school yet. He's in his 70s collecting Social Security. And here's the interesting part, how God, this is a Romans 8:28, where God uses all of these horrible things, if we'll allow him to do it. He used this to bring me to Motley, Minnesota, very small school. I had 36 kids in my junior class in high school. The whole junior class was 36 kids, and they seated us alphabetically. And I sat behind this very joyful young lady because it was alphabetical. And that lady is now my wife of almost 44 years. She had a joy about her that I could never turn away. And so we began an innocent puppy love sort of dating relationship, but then we fell a little bit deeper. And I said, this is a lady I would like to have in my life. Well, she was a cradle Catholic, born and raised in the Catholic Church. And she said, I will not marry outside the Catholic Church. So I took instructions, and I joined the Catholic Church because I had no background. It didn't matter to me. Guitar masses were coming in the 60s, and Catholic Church was a Wythic kind of place, and so we went. Well, years later, the Catholic Church performed a weekend that is the long term for it is called Cursillo de Cristiandad, and it means short course in Christianity. It was actually imported from Spain by Spanish airmen who had been sent to the United States to learn how to fly jet fighter aircraft. And they had brought this short course in Christianity with them. Well, even though they didn't use the terms that we as Protestants would use, it was Christocentric. It was focused on Jesus. Mm. And at the end of that retreat, which I attended in 1977, I still to this day, it was held in a public schoolhouse over the weekend. I remember at the end of the retreat looking up at the crucifix, of course, and giving my heart totally and completely to Jesus Christ. At that moment, Danny, my life changed. It was unbelievable. 2 weeks later, my wife attended the woman's equivalent of the Cursillo, gave her heart to Christ, and that started us on a journey that has been absolutely amazing. A few years later, we just decided that God would have us move across the aisle, if you will, and we began worshiping at an Assemblies of God church. And that's when our growth really began to snowball. And it was through that experience over those years that we have grown in Christ and gotten to know him. But I am absolutely convinced Jesus was my Lord and Savior. In fact, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit as a Catholic as well, and there's a whole nother story to that, but committed to Jesus and doing God's will.
And all along you were, was this during the time when you were in the Air Force?
Correct. I joined the Air Force in 1970. We got married in 1970. So it was 7 years into my career, and I, like many typical individuals in the military, was very mission-focused, very focused on getting promoted, moving ahead, filling the squares, as we say. And I was all about that, but I was heavily involved in the Catholic ministry during that time. And then when I came to Christ, Jesus just realigned all the priorities of my life.
You said you changed. It was amazing change that took place. How?
What was a formal faith, Danny, at that point, where it was based on a religious experience, if you will, became a personal experience. That somehow during that retreat, the Holy Spirit used it to introduce me to Jesus Christ, the person, not Jesus Christ, the reason for the church, or Jesus Christ, the reason we do certain things, but Jesus Christ, the person. And it was life transforming when I met him as a person.
What is it about Christ that has had such an impact on you?
Well, now we get to rewind the story back to my youth. Growing up, there was nobody I could turn to. When mom and dad were duking it out and the police were coming to our house, or my mother pulled a knife to take my dad out, or various events happened in our home, I had nobody to turn to because I didn't know there was a God up there that cared. Once I came to Christ, I could begin to process all of that hurt of my youth, and the Holy Spirit began a work in me that was just amazing. And so the bitterness that I'd had, the not going to my father's funeral and all of that, the Holy Spirit began to process. And through the concept of forgiveness, God allowed me to forgive my mother. Hence, as I said, I led my mother to Christ years later. My dad had committed suicide, so I couldn't do anything about that. But after the fact, God allowed me to forgive my father, and then at his gravesite, years later, to have that catharsis mm-hmm. of releasing all of those emotions. That would have been impossible without the presence of the Holy Spirit given to me because of that personal relationship with Christ.
When one speaks of Christ in the way that you are, there's a personal connection. It's real for you. It might not be as real as of yet for someone else, but they may want to experience that. They might want to know more of how do you experience what Mike Ward experienced? Mm. When we come back, could you explain
what? Sure.
How? I mean, is it available? Can I, as someone with an inquisitive or deeply moved soul or spirit, I can't even describe what it is, soul, spirit. It's so esoteric to me, but I want what you have. Can you share with us when we come back? He will. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling,
to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
And Jesus says, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Matthew 21:13, prayer. Have you seen the power of God in your life through prayer? Do you know what it means to experience that? For that matter, how about a personal relationship with God? When you listen to Mike Ward speak, there is a in-depth, walking day by day relationship. Of course, he came to know the Lord and has experienced what it's like to, in his life before Christ, not to have somebody to even talk to about the deepest things in his heart. Mike Ward is our guest today. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You're in for a real blessing because not only is Mike one who loves people, he loves people because he's been touched by the love of Jesus. Find out more about Mike Ward at newhopeleeward.org. Mike, someone says, hey, I want what you have. How do you have a relationship with God like the way you have? What would you say?
Yeah. The good news, Danny, is the good news. Jesus isn't up there with his hands folded across his chest saying, okay, try to get in. It's not an issue of us earning it. We cannot. It's by grace that we are saved, not by our works. So the good news is there's nothing we have to do to earn the salvation. Christ has already paid that price. Mm. And so many of us think our past is so sordid that we've fallen so short that we've committed the unpardonable sin. And the reality is that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And he does the cleansing. He makes us ready to come in. So the good news is that Jesus is sitting there, if I can, I'll be a little bit literary here. He's sitting at the balcony of heaven. He's looking over that balcony and he's saying, Kimo, I see you, brah. I'm ready. I've been waiting for this moment. This is your time, brother. Just give your heart to me and let me come in and make the difference up for the puka that you got in your soul. Jesus is up there ready to welcome. There is no other religion in the world that has the hope and the love that Christianity has. And I know, Danny, and you know, it is not politically correct to say that Christianity is the only way, but the word is clear. It is the only way. Jesus made it very clear. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And so Jesus is the only answer to eternity. But the good news is there's no price of admission because he's paid it. Mm. He paid a terrible price beyond what we could imagine, that every sin, no matter how sordid, no matter how dirty, no matter how much we want to cover it up, Jesus has covered that sin. And all we need to do is genuinely turn to him with our heart. And we need to be repentant for those sins, but not try to pay for those sins. God, I am sorry that I've offended you. And Jesus, I want you to come in as my Lord and Savior. There's two parts to that, Lord and Savior. The Savior is the salvation, assuring us of an eternity with him. But the Lord says, I'm going to obey you. You are my master. I will do your will. And what I found in my life, Danny, and that's kind of been my journey through the Air Force and into ministry, that was never my intent. In fact, I pushed back on going into ministry for years. But what I found was that if I listen to God, if I'm obedient to him, if I'm responsive to the Holy Spirit's urging and what he asks me to do, my life is the best that it can be. God wants only the best for us, and that starts with our salvation experience.
As you come to you experience the salvation, you've experienced it, Mike. If someone today comes and experiences that, and you can. In fact, Mike, could you lead someone right now in a prayer to receive,
Absolutely.
To open their heart to Christ? Let's do that first, and then
Absolutely.
We'll talk about something after that. But
Absolutely. Be happy to do that, Danny. So if you're listening there, wherever you are at this point, just let this prayer sink into your heart. And Romans 10:9-10 says that if you believe with your mind and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, you will be saved. So that's the key. It's a belief and a confession. So just pray with us as we pray now. Dear Father, I know I've made many mistakes in my life, and I have offended you, and I have offended others. And I ask you, God, sincerely to forgive me for the sins that I've committed in my life. I thank you that your death, Jesus, was enough to cover every one of those sins. And now I willingly and freely embrace you as my Lord and my Savior. I'm asking you to guide me each step of my life for the rest of my life, that I might bring glory and honor to you. And I pray these things in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. One of the most important things to begin to learn as someone opens their heart to Christ and begins to walk with Jesus is learning how to pray. Have you experienced things, well, let's just talk about even recently with regard to prayer that would pertain to someone like that who has come to Christ or someone who is already walking with the Lord?
Absolutely. If I can make just one turn back on the freeway analogy that mm-hmm. we've been using, just if you're listening at home and you've made that decision, you're in the kingdom. Nobody can ever take that away from you. But now Jesus expects you to grow in your faith. So seek out a body of believers and tell them, hey, I just made a confession over a radio program. Help me to become the man or the woman of God that God's called me to be. Help them to what we call Christianese, be discipled. How do I learn to be the Christian that God would have me be? So let me encourage you to do that. And one of those things, and I think it's a good segue, Danny, mm-hmm. is that there are things called spiritual disciplines. One of those things that we tell new believers when they come to Christ over New Hope Leeward is that they should begin to read their Bible. And if they don't have one, we provide them a New Testament. And most churches do that. But another important thing is prayer. And let me just give you a really loosey-goosey definition of prayer. Talking to God. That's it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have fancy language or long four-syllable words. Just communicating your heart to God. You talk pigeon, and then you communicate in pigeon. God interprets it all, and he can answer that. So just honestly speak with God and then listen. We as Christians don't do that well enough. We dominate. Sometimes we think we're Portuguese, and we need to be talking all the time instead of allowing God to talk to us. So I would encourage you to do that. Now, in keeping with that, years ago, 1989, Danny, I was an avid racquetball player and pretty good. I won a couple of state championships. But in 1989, I did a total rupture of my right Achilles tendon playing racquetball, just separation. And I was flat on my back. And God used a book while I could do nothing else that my associate pastor brought to me while I was in the hospital. Not a real spiritual book. It's a novel, and you could question some of the theology in it, which I do now that I know a little better. But it was called This Present Darkness by Frank Peretti. Mm-hmm. And what it brought to me, the one take home from that book for me, was that there are real evil forces in the world, and there are real godly forces in the world, and that prayer looses the power of God to move on the earth. Why in the world, Danny, God would ever entrust us with such a powerful vehicle, I have no idea. That's one of the questions I'd like to put on my list for when I go on. But he did.
Yeah.
And he says it makes a difference when his people pray. So In 1989, God convicted me and convinced me of the importance of intercessory prayer. And I started at that time, I was in Washington, D.C., serving in the Pentagon, and God began to use me with a bunch of gray-haired old ladies on a Saturday morning doing intercessory just a few miles outside our nation's capital, where every Saturday we raised our hands and prayed towards the House and the Senate and the White House and the Supreme Court. And began to intercede on behalf of God and his kingdom, because even then it was clear to us, clear back then, that America was not going the direction that God would have it go. Well, years transpired. The Air Force sent me finally to Hawaii in 1998.
Yes.
And he got me involved in a church here, and a couple came to me back in 2013 at New Hope Leeward, Betty Jean and Lauren Anderson, who have just a heart for prayer. And they had led a prayer ministry in a former church. And they said, Mike, help us get going an intercessory prayer ministry. So back in February of 2013, we started the House of Prayer Intercessory Prayer Ministry at New Hope Leeward. The intent was for a small group of intercessors. And I believe every Christian should pray. But Danny, I believe intercession is a ministry and a calling.
If people want to find out more about the House of Prayer, your intercessory prayer ministry, how can they do that?
Yeah, I would recommend that they contact the New Hope Leeward office.
Okay.
And they can do that via email or they can do that by telephone. And let me give you the number for New Hope Leeward if you want to just look into that particular ministry. Mm-hmm. But if you're a member of a church, ask your church. They may have an intercessory prayer ministry. And because of the nature of it, it's not always advertised, because these are the people that are bombarding the gates of heaven behind the scenes. And we don't even know necessarily that it's going on. So if you're interested in that, let me recommend that you consider that.
Well, I think that's a great point that you made. It's very important to have conveyed that in the local church. Do you have the number?
Yes. If you want to contact New Hope Leeward, they can put you in touch with me. And that's, of course, 808-678-3778. 808-678-3778. You can just tell them you heard me on the broadcast and that you
All
would
right.
like to get put in touch with House of Prayer Ministry.
678-3778 and get in touch with Mike Ward. But again, like you said, if you could seek that out even in your own local church. Mike, thank you so much for coming to share your heart and your life. As we've gone quite a ways on the freeway. Off-ramp, back on-ramp, but we've gone quite a journey. Dear brother, I thank you for coming and sharing your heart.
My pleasure, Danny. Thank you for having me.
And I hope, as you've heard about intercessory prayer, the difference that that experience can make on a regular basis and the power that exists there. By the way, I read Frank Peretti's book, too, and it was probably about 1989, just about that time. Well, I hope that you've been encouraged by Mike Ward today. You can find out more at newhopeleeward.org. You know what, my friend? There's no better time than right now. If you didn't do so earlier in this broadcast, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. And this is the perfect time to share the love of Christ with someone near you. You can also find out about supporting our ministry. And to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Isaiah 56 verse 7 says, "These I will bring to my holy mountain and give them joy in my house of prayer." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Mike Ward. Find out more at newhopeleeward.org. And until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you.
The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.